At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And hey guys, welcome back to the Cloud Crew podcast. Today we are going to be doing the second episode. On today's episode, guys, we are going to be featuring a few anime opinions, as well as giving our favorites on a few things, and we're also going to be giving a few recommendations, kind of let you know maybe what we're watching right now, just to get y'all caught up in our current world in anime. So, for the start, I want to go ahead and say, what's up? I'm here with K-Dub still. K-Dub, go ahead and say what's up.
What's good?
And I want to start with the favorite anime, man. Go ahead, tell us a little bit about what's your favorite anime, man, right now.
I was really just sitting here like thinking about it. I was thinking about it in the car on the way home earlier. And it was kind of hard coming to like just one, but I'm gonna go with Code Geass. It's one you haven't watched, and I think I've tried to get you to watch it once or twice, but you were not rocking with it like that. It's a little slower, so I kind of get it. It also is not the most like action heavy. It's like a cat and mouse type anime, similar to maybe like Death Note.
Gotcha. Okay. No, you're right. I have not watched Code Geass at all yet. Now, I have heard some good things about it, but at the same time, I haven't watched myself. The few episodes we did watch, I also was not paying 100% attention. I was on my phone. So,
to be fair, we were hot off of the end of Bleach when we started watching it, so our brains were a little like hot wired towards nothing combat. But fights and combat constantly. And don't get me wrong, Code Geass, once you actually get into the meat of it, it's kind of like a Gundam or a mecha anime. So, like, once you get into the meat of it, there is a lot of fighting, but it's all, like, mech-based fighting. And you kind of have to get, like, mid-season one. You get some taste of it in the early parts of season one, but it, like, really gets hectic in the later parts and the end, and especially in season two, or R2, okay. I think it's called.
And what is your favorite character in Code Geass?
Probably Suzaku, which he's like the dirt antagonist, the Sasuke of the show, if you will.
Oh no, I'm a sucker for some Sasuke A characters, so okay, I can kind of see. Now, what are some of the like special abilities about your favorite character that make it so interesting to you?
Suzaku, he's relatively normal, like, on the outside, other than being, like, a trained, like, officer of the military. He's relatively normal. He just has an exceptional pilot ability within, like, the mechs. Or they're called Nightmare Frames in the anime, I believe. So, he just has some of the better showings within it. He's, like, a prodigy in that area. And his dynamic with Lelouch, who is the main character, is just, but one of the best in the show, if not the best.
Gotcha. And is there a specific storyline that got you caught, or
the last, like, from the middle of season one on, like, to the end of season one or R1, it was like nonstop watching it. I would stay up until like 6 a.m. every single night. I was watching it in high school, so I was really fucking up my sleep schedule watching it, but I was watching it until 6 a.m. every night. just trying to get through the first season. And once I hit the middle of it, it really just felt like things started flying by and I was just not stopping. Like, there was no break periods. I wouldn't get up to, like, go use the bathroom or anything. It was horrible.
I completely understand. See, my favorite anime that I'm going to be talking about today is probably pretty familiar for most. It's actually Attack on Titans. The reason Attack on Titans is such a big one for me is not only it was one of the first real animes I actually got into, because before, as you know, I watched a little bit of Dragon Ball Z, and there's a few debates going on and if it's actually considered anime or more cartoon. Of course, it's an anime, but
I feel like Dragon Ball definitely falls more under the anime category. I mean, it's definitely Japanese animation.
Definitely, but a lot of people will tend to look down on it and so forth.
It's just because it's the most, like, westernized anime out of them all. You have your situations like Avatar where it's actually a western animation, but, like, out of all actual animation that comes out of Japan, Dragon Ball is, like, super westernized. You see it everywhere here. It's literally the staple of anime in the United States. It's that, Naruto, and Jujutsu Kaisen nowadays.
No, most definitely. I also, like, 100% have to agree with it. Jujutsu Kaisen, it's definitely came up a lot. Now, with Attack on Titan, my main thing for the storyline that got me caught is the whole twist. Although I hate, and I mean I hate with a passion, on how the anime ended itself, I definitely love the fact that there was a twist. It didn't end the way everyone wanted, and as me and you have discussed in the past, we think that that's something that the writer intended.
He definitely meant for it to be left the way it was, because I would have to dwell on it again. It's been a while since I sat there and dwelled on Attack on Titan, and I've come to, like, accept the ending more and more as I've, like, grown with it. But I definitely agree that it should have been expanded further in some way. Oh, I feel like there was a lot of things that could have been touched on more.
The time skip, in my opinion, was crazy.
I feel like they definitely could have filled that in, but the way that they imply the time skip at the exact same time is nothing really happened during it. But I don't know. Eren defected during it, I guess. That would have been.
Yeah, and you get your flashbacks. They kind of, I mean, they did revisit it. They kind of trying to get it back to it. But, I mean, Attack on Titan is something that was gory. It was graphic. There was tons of fight scenes. One of my favorite fight scenes from it is Levi when he goes over, and, I mean, he fucked up the beast, man. Like, absolutely destroyed him. No problem. And my favorite characters from Attack on Titan, man, probably, I hope people agree with me, Mikasa. She is incredible, man. One of the most astounding characters there is in the anime, as well as Levi. Those two, you have to be hands down, I think. What about with Code Geass? What are some, like, the fights or the challenges that they have to overcome? What would be their greatest battle or your favorite battle that they had to overcome?
So, like, the anime, like I said, it's sort of like Death Note in the way that it's a cat and mouse situation. So the main character's name is Lelouch. He has an ability called Geass. Basically, if he looks you in the eye and he commands you to do something, you do it. There's nothing you can do about it. He can only do it to each person once. And if he tells you to do something forever, well, you're going to do it forever. If he gives you a condition, like, if I say this word, you'll do this. Forever, if he says that word, you'll do that. So that's kind of the basis of his power. He can control people. And he uses that to rebel against his government, because they're basically a run-on, maybe like the Nazi regime, which a lot of anime at the time kind of like really explored, like with Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan's really based around the Nazi, I mean, more World War One, so, but it's still really German inspired. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which has stayed at number one on all of Shonen for years. It is heavily based on Nazi Germany. So it's kind of just a trope that a lot of animes played on. But they do it really, really well in Code Geass. And the way that the main character rebels against it's just enticing.
Understandable. Now, I know we've talked a little bit about some of the animes that we have as favorites, but I want to touch maybe some of the things that we're currently watching, kind of get them in on a loop on what we're currently going through. So maybe if they have something coming up to recommend or something as well. Just because we have Hunter x Hunter, we've been watching. We
only have like 20 episodes left on Hunter x Hunter, maybe. We're near the end of the Chimera arc. It's been kind of boring, but...
Well, for Hunter x Hunter, I think there are certain parts of it that I find interesting, and other parts, it does feel a little bit slower, and that's just...
It was probably just a writing issue. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to Hunter x Hunter all that much during the release span of it. I really just got back into it. I tried to watch it 2 or 3 years ago and stopped in the middle of York New. And it was alright, I guess. But I couldn't get over how badly it was paced. I really do like the characters. Killua and Gon are two of my favorite.
Most definitely. Killua is incredible. Godspeed's fun to watch. Gon is a fun character as well. But I think Hunter x Hunter, hopefully, maybe something else will happen. We know that the anime hasn't really been touched since.
Manga is releasing a new chapter, I believe, this coming up week. Which is the first chapter in months.
Hey, maybe it could bounce back. It's something that could be there.
It would have to start coming out consistently again. You know, the hype would have to build around the manga again. But if those things happen, the anime could get picked up again. And it would be exciting because the Dark Continent arc would be really, really, really nice to have animated. Especially in 2024. If they gave it the, you know, modern touch that they're giving most anime that they're bringing back.
Yeah, especially with the technology they have now. Now, a newer anime that we looked into was ReZero, as we've seen the first anime animated. The first season. Yeah. How do you feel about ReZero? Because I'm going to be honest with you, it is a little bit of a different type of anime.
Yeah,
it's the first time I've ever seen a character come out just completely overpowering. From the get-go.
Underpowered, you mean?
Overpowered.
He was...
I'm talking about actually in the first season. Just like the whole first season overall. Not taking just the whole beginning. Normally in your first season, they're just now beginning to even touch their powers. Dude, we see him in some of the...
I mean, I guess in the very first episode, you can't really like spoil... something whenever it occurs in the first episode. The entire premise of that show is the main character, when he dies, he comes back to life from a certain point that happened before. There's like save points, and every time he dies, he comes back from one of those save points, and the save points are created by like circumstances. So certain circumstances have to be met for the save points to exist. So you're right, he does use his power a lot in the first season. But the entire plot's driven by his power, I guess.
Yeah, no. It's because he doesn't understand it, you know. It's getting into it. Now, season two, in my opinion, not as well, you know. It's still a good anime to get into and watch. Some of the fight scenes are pretty interesting to watch. And a lot of the characters are goofy at times.
Yeah, ReZero's like... the best example of an isekai, which for anybody who's listening to this and doesn't know what that means, an isekai is an anime where the main characters from like the real world, our world, quote unquote, and then he gets sucked, or they get sucked into a fictional world. With ReZero, he's from a very modern world, and he gets sucked into a almost medieval magic world. So, but like, that's the thing with most modern isekai, or isekai as a genre in general. It's a relatively newer genre, I suppose. But like, the whole point of them is more so to like world build and friendship build and lore build than like actually drive force battles and shit. With like that you'd get from like your battle shonens and shit like Jujutsu Kaisen. It's more of a worldly story than a character based story.
And I'm gonna tell you another isekai that we were watching that I think is a good one to bring up to them. The Eminence of In Shadow. Always confused. I'm not gonna lie to you. I am consistently confused on this anime.
And it's literally
never
like
once makes complete
the complete
sense.
Opposite of ReZero. And with ReZero, 100%. You get a relatively like weak character who just has a power that's really strong. With the Eminence in Shadow, from episode one, your main character
goes from the lowest of low.
He's literally nuclear bomb equivalent. That's just
after and it's for his level up, yeah.
No, from episode one, he is. There is no level up for him, really. He gets sucked into the world.
No. So solo leveling.
We're talking about the Eminence in Shadow.
Oh yeah, wrong anime. My apologies.
It's all good. It's all good.
No. Oh no, you're right. The Eminence in Shadow literally taps in from the beginning and just starts one tapping anyone he wants.
A buddy in the first 3 seconds in the real world gets hit by a van, gets reincarnated, and starts nuking people. What, domain expansion
his
style.
His attack is, what, atomic?
Yeah,
he says atomic and then just blows a hole
like,
in anyone.
The craziest part is he can contain that nuclear explosion. It's not just like he can blow up like
he
a
can
nuclear.
Avoid
he,
hurting
he
certain
can
people
put it
in the brass
in a
brass.
Tiny, tiny box like the size of one human and just blow up inside of that box. So he can just nuke you as a person by yourself for funny.
Dude, getting into it, it's something I don't even know how long the anime has been out, but it's something I don't understand the entire time, but I enjoy watching it. It's just one of those animes like.
Have we even finished the first season? I don't think we finished the first season because the last time we watched it, we were sitting there, mouth open, confused, staring at the screen.
No, we were definitely confused. As I said, that anime is. Completely and utmost random, but it is so entertaining. It hits my ADHD switch for me.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream. Not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now it's only been out
since 2023, the anime has. I'm not sure how long the manga has been a thing, but the first episode came out in February of 2023.
Oh, God. One more I want to mention before we go on to the next topic. Solo Leveling. The one I was got confused on between in that and the Eminence and Shadow. But Solo Leveling. We've seen a season of it. And it's kind of like the Eminence and Shadow. After he gets his reawakening style, he becomes really overpowered, man. We see a lot through it.
Yeah, I mean, the first handful of episodes, literally on episode one, you get told your main character is the weakest character that exists in that universe. He's literally branded that. He's classified as the weakest, like, E-rank soldier or whatever they're called in the universe, which E-rank is the last rank.
Yeah, E-rank hunters.
Hunters, that's what it is, yeah. He's literally listed as the weakest of them all. And then throughout the anime, it's called Solo Leveling. He solo levels, and he does exactly that. It's a great anime.
Start soloing, brother.
The animation is incredible. The fight scenes are almost nonstop. The story is so well written, and this is one of the few that I believe wasn't even like a traditional manga in a sense. I think it was a webtoon originally, so to see it animated now and it to be so well animated, it's insane.
Yeah, honestly, really well animated, man. I'm a huge shout out to it. I mean, I would highly recommend it. Solo Leveling is something I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, animated season two, yeah.
Season 2 drops in January of 2025.
That is incredible. Now, next on the topic list, what are some of the highest recommended animes? A few of them, you hear Bleach, Attack on Titan, Baki, Death Note, Naruto, Demon Slayer.
If we're talking like things...
What is your one recommendation you would give to anyone?
Like... just out of something everybody would fucking hear about, anybody could watch for any reason.
Literally, you could look somebody in the eye, never know anything about them, and be like, this is an anime that you like.
Man, for it to like really appeal to anybody, I feel like it has to be more comfy than anything.
And, oh, 100%, I agree. And that's
I'm gonna
why
go with Frieren. It's one that you haven't watched either, but it's just like, it's real comfy.
It's a real comfy
anime, man.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I got one, and I'm going to name it. The reason I'm going to name it is going to be Demon Slayer. The reason I say Demon Slayer is because...
that's another one that's really, like, westernized, yeah.
It is a anime that is, one, has action in it. Two, it has a good actual storyline. Three, it has funny moments. You have your annoying characters. You got your daily dose, man. And I mean, most importantly, you get the actual good quality animation. I mean, when you're looking at the episodes airing, man, a lot of them, their animation is so smooth.
Ufotable, I believe that's the animation studio. They don't do like very many anime, but with the ones that they do, Demon Slayer obviously being the most notable one. They're just almost unmatched in a lot of ways. They use a lot of CGI in some things, which looks stupid as hell, I'm not gonna lie to you. Whenever you just see a random CGI fish in the anime world just randomly, you kind of get a little confused, especially when the fish is like 7.5 feet tall and about as fat as Mrs. Puff. So,
oh no, I'll puff another titty in there, man.
Oh no.
But since we got that, I want to ask you, man, what do you prefer, manga or anime? What is that for the audience? Because some people prefer the reading, some people prefer to watch.
Anymore, because most older anime I've already like fully finished front to back, I find myself reading manga more than watching anime. because I'm always like trying to find out what's going on next in something. And I feel like if you just stay caught up with the manga, which are typically monthly or weekly, you're not gonna fill a void in your chest the entire time you wait 4 years for the next season of something. By the way, Jujutsu Kaisen season 3, not until like 2026 probably, so
rough. That is so rough. Oh my god. No, I understand completely on your take for the manga. Now, see, like, incoming, you, I've never actually got in manga until you came around, man.
Yeah, I kind of.
All the time, I just watched my.
I just kind of just sat there and read Jujutsu Kaisen beside you, and I would explain to you like random things that were like occurring with the hope of them not being enough information to spoil. And typically, I got the point across enough, and you'd be like, "So when do you think that part will get animated?" And I'm like, "Yeah, like 2029." You're like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
No, that's why I read the manga for JJK. I was not going to, after watching season 2 unfold for JJK, there was no way.
We've rewatched JJK like 8 times, once over this weekend, like literally yesterday. I think the entire first and second season got played throughout the day, just because like
Kaisen
noise.
Has the cleanest anime, like animation ever.
The fights are just so fluid, and there's not many anime that have fluid animation in their fights. Solo Leveling's another one that does. Bleach, the Thousand Year Blood War art, specifically of Bleach, has pretty nice fight animation, but
I know, I had to drag you through Bleach.
Bro, the original anime is so slow just because it came out in like the same time period as Naruto and stuff, where it was still being written. So it's so filler filled, and
we're
then
waiting for the full screen too. You remember,
bro? The first like, how many episodes are in that anime? Like 320 something.
Yeah, bro.
The first 170 of them was in like 4x9, which is like box TV. And not only was the pacing bad, I was watching it in box TV, and it's not the best animation ever. It wasn't as good as Naruto. So, it was just, like, sort of mid. And then the anime just doesn't do the, like, material justice at the same time. So, getting to Thousand Year Blood War was a struggle.
But Thousand Year Blood War is a great anime.
Speaking of, they released an episode of it yesterday, I believe. It's the first episode of Core 3. We haven't watched it yet. We'll probably get into that later tonight or tomorrow.
Most definitely, man. We also have an episode to do for ReZero.
Yeah, you're right. We have the first hour and 30-minute episode of season three. I just choked on a word.
Painful. It's okay, man. Okay. Now, there's one last thing I want to touch on. It's not even on the list. But I was gonna go ahead and go over it, just because it's something that I know we kind of talked about out on our own, but it's something I feel like would be interesting to discuss on the podcast. And that's Boruto.
as you said, you told me, quote unquote, think that it rivals Naruto itself.
The manga's story of Boruto, like the original timeline of Boruto, which I think the original manga is like Boruto, Naruto, Next Generations. The story of that is way easier to follow, way more cohesive, and just like genuinely more interesting because it's written in a more modern, like, writing style. Not to discredit Naruto in any way. I think that's, like, literally top three manga anime all time.
Oh, almost see, undisputably. And that's why I haven't watched Boruto, man. As I've explained to you before, is, like, for Boruto, I can't see myself watching Boruto right now. because I love Naruto so much.
And yeah, that's also a problem with Boruto right now, is you literally cannot watch Boruto. It's something that you either read or you don't get to enjoy, because the way the anime was done, it's more quote-unquote anime canon content than it is manga canon, which anime canon is just a fancy way of saying filler. It's about 80% filler and 20% canon, the actual anime is. So, like, the only way to genuinely enjoy Boruto is reading it. And especially once you read the main story and hit the time skip of Boruto, the time skip of Boruto has been almost generational. It's been one of the better mangas out. It's probably going to be, like, top two mangas now that Jujutsu Kaisen has ended. There's not a lot of things that compete with it. I know Sakamoto Days is big in manga right now. Probably hear about that in anime soon.
They put my man in a tree. They put Sasuke in a tree, man. How am I supposed to watch something with my boy Sasuke all put up in a tree?
There's a good reason for it. If you read the manga and you understood what was going on, you would understand what's going on. I don't know how else to put that. Sasuke being there was the way to avoid killing Sasuke. They sealed Naruto, so they always have a power balance. If Naruto sealed, something must happen to Sasuke, rendering him just as incapable as Naruto. So the only thing that could make him just as incapable as Naruto that wasn't death was Tree Boy.
That's awful, man. See, I would be sitting there.
At least he's savable.
My Sasuke, bro. Sasuke.
And Boruto, Naruto, it's all right.
It's my favorite character, bro. There's no way. Boruto, there's no way I want to look at his daughter and see her the same way.
All right, well, Boruto plays more of the Sasuke part than Sarada does at all. Sarada has a Naruto mentality.
So it's kind of flopped.
Yeah,
okay.
Kawaki also has kind of like a Naruto mentality, but like Sasuke and Boruto during like the time skip, the areas that we don't have animated, which will end up being for sure like flashbacks and filler episodes in Boruto for sure. They'll show in the time skip how Sasuke and Boruto train together, and Boruto quite literally fights with a sword style called the Uchiha sword style. He fights with Sasuke's sword style. He uses lightning release like Sasuke. He wears a cloak like Sasuke for a brief period in the time skip. He had the same hairstyle as Madara, which is just a longer Sasuke haircut. He uses a teleportation jutsu like Sasuke. You can tell that he is Sasuke's student. He is just another embodiment of Sasuke. Yeah,
it's like one of those Naruto
and like type things. No, see, Naruto, that's another thing. Naruto in no way was a prodigy. He struggled to learn basic jutsu, and to this day, he has only performed like 13.
But those Boruto 13 are overpowered.
Nowadays, they're all useless. Every single villain in the current situation of Boruto can just absorb his Rasengan, and that's all that motherfucker uses. Rasengan, repeatedly. If a Rasengan can't beat it, that's tough.
That's why I couldn't watch it, because they're knocking my main players here, man.
But
I mean, I might break down. It's something that eventually, maybe I will give some recommendations on it. 100%, guys. If y'all got your feedback, we definitely can and will take it. I mean, by all means, if we could get a few extra likes on a video or a few extra listens in, guys, 100%, I wouldn't care to sit down and watch Boruto through. But right now, I'm going to be honest with you, not on the agenda.
Yeah, we're kind of like in the middle of like Tokyo Ghoul.
Ghoul is another one, man.
I'll pull up our anime list real quick just to see what we're in the midst of.
Yeah, as I said, we've done touched on Hunter x Hunter. I know we went through ReZero. We had Solo Leveling, The Eminence of Shadow, Tokyo Ghoul.
We didn't really touch on Tokyo Ghoul. And it's a fresher one for us.
No, but Tokyo Ghoul for me is still, I still haven't got into it. Not officially.
Yeah.
I'm giving it the chance.
It also has a situation where, like, it just, it only has one good season. And that doesn't sit right with me, right? You know?
See, you tell me it only has one good season. Doesn't give me the best hopes while I'm watching this one good season.
Yeah. But this the one season that you do get to experience from it is considered one of the best pieces of anime. It has a similar situation as the anime Sword Art Online, which is, like, the pioneer of isekai anime. It's what, like, created the genre, built the genre brick by brick on its back. But its first season is really the only piece of it that's worth watching in any way, shape, or form, and it's really, like, really unfortunate.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, I think it also determines on, like, who you are as a person, you know? Because different people be liking different stuff for anime, man. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Some people, their tick is different. Like, for instance, you don't like Baki because you hate the animation.
The animation style on Baki is kind of gross looking.
Smiles and stuff are kind of weird.
And, like, the way that they design the human physique is just incorrect. And all, like, always.
I can't argue, but I enjoy Baki. I've watched all of Baki and, is it Baki Hamarana?
Hanma. Fuck, I stuttered.
I can't pronounce
Hanma.
I have a stutter and speech impediment. If I try too hard, guys, I'll sit here for an hour. But I believe, man, that's going to be it for this episode. We do appreciate all of you, and we hope y'all continue to listen in. Get back some feedback. Look up on the Instagram. Got the TikTok up. And before too long, we're going to get the YouTube going to give y'all some video feed as well. Hope y'all have a wonderful night, and tune in next time.
Later.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.